What is meditation? Many people use the word meditation to think about problems, for example. I'll meditate on that, and they let their mind sort of go in circles about how to solve a problem, or perhaps even more than that, or worse than that, thinking about the problem without even thinking about how to solve it. Well, meditation isn't that. That is actually a part of the way the conscious mind works, and we're talking about another level of consciousness. You see, there is the conscious mind, which is basically problem-oriented. It analyzes, it dissects, it sees how this thing is different from that. And there's another aspect of the mind that many people know all about, or at least something about, the subconscious, from which our impulses, our desires, tendencies that we don't really even know about on a conscious level, and yet they, to a large extent, affect the way we behave, the way we react to things, how we like things or dislike things. The subconscious is the realm of dreams. But there's another aspect of the mind, and people are only now beginning to talk about it seriously, and that is the superconscious. There is a higher aspect to your mind. It's that aspect. It doesn't come from the subconscious. The subconscious is not wise. But there is an aspect of your own consciousness that is wise, that knows what to do in any circumstance. And you've certainly had times in your life when suddenly you knew. Maybe you received an inspiration. Maybe you knew this is what is right. Maybe you felt that that's what's going to happen, and there was no sensory reason to tell you that's why it should happen or that it must happen. Nonetheless, you know. This is a little glimpse, a sort of a whisper from the subconscious, the superconscious, and you can reach up into that superconscious through meditation. When you meditate, then suddenly you open your mind, if you meditate rightly, you open your mind to that higher aspect of your own being. And so meditation is different from concentration, and meditation is also different from prayer. Prayer, you might say, is asking God to come to you, asking God to help you, asking God to guide you, whatever it might be. But most people in prayer do all the talking. What we have to do is listen for God's answer. Now, I know some people don't like the word God, but you know, God is in you, and He's your own higher self. In fact, you can think of Him as the highest potential you can imagine for yourself. And the reason it's good to think of God is because otherwise you tend to think I, and limit it to the ego. And that's what prayer is basically all about. What you need to do, and you don't need to listen to a voice booming at you from the clouds. You don't need to listen to some cosmic policeman directing you to go left or right. What you need to do is listen to your own higher conscience. We need to listen, and this attitude of listening is often a matter not of what you listen to, but the attitude of mind, how you listen. And so, one thing that will help you is to learn how to release the restless thoughts. And meditation, finally, is listening to the silence underneath all the thoughts of your being, underneath your personality, and to listen to that deeper side of your nature, which sings to you from your own superconscious. Finally, meditation means to focus your attention on those higher realities that are really you. And what are those realities? Well, I started with one of them, silence. But out of silence comes peace. And out of peace comes calmness. Peace, you see, is a negative thing in a way. Calmness is very strong and vibrant. And then behind that calmness, there is wisdom, there is joy, there is love, and there is also light. And underneath the silence, a deep sound, the music of the spheres, that the Indian scriptures speak of as Om, and that the Christian Bible speaks of the Amen. But all mystics in all religions have communed with that sound, and it has lifted them out of the ego and out of the thought of self and personality into a recognition that they are a part of everything that is. Now, meditation is focusing on that and gradually learning to lose your smallness, to expand it into that greater reality. Now, there are ways that we can do this, and this is where we have to teach you techniques of meditation. But I'd like to emphasize before I do that, that meditation is also something that you can do all the time. Yes, the stillness of meditation comes with sitting absolutely still physically, but also as you walk, as you go about your affairs, be always recollected in yourself. Be always sort of mindful. You could even put it this way, be other-minded, so that behind the flowers, behind the wind, behind the clouds scudding in the skies, behind that there is some deeper awareness that brought you and all these things into existence. And meditation is something that you can do wherever you are in this sense. Just learn not to talk so much. We do much too much talking. Learn to be a little quiet. And in fact, even when you have to talk with people, don't just listen to their words and don't just blurt in and say, oh, I've got an idea. But listen to what their intention is behind their words, because very often people don't, they don't say what they really mean. They often want to, but don't know how. But sometimes they don't want to because their feelings are too deep to be expressed. And so we don't really communicate with people until we learn how to commune with people. And to commune with them means to go deeper than their personalities and to perceive that deep inner self that is struggling for outreach, struggling for communication, yes, but struggling to touch life even as you are. Each one of us is like an island on the ocean, united, apparently separate, but united underneath, because we are all projections of the same Mother Earth. So meditation, again, is listening. And before we get into the practice of meditating in a formal way, I'd like to begin, because I don't want to tie you down to rigid practices that you might find strange. I'd like to begin with where you are in your life, with who you are, and suggest to you ways of transforming that familiarity into something that is a much deeper kind of familiarity. Not just the familiarity that you look at yourself, you see in your mirror every morning when you comb your hair. Not just that person whom you know to have likes and dislikes and habits, but listen to who you really are. Listen to your deeper ideals. Listen. Listen to the world. Be more aware of what is going on around you.